Starts with.
You may not call him that.
Well, he's got to say that word because that's the pronunciation.
Now, wait a minute.
Trenches that cut by the plow. You know, you go through it and it's going to.
It folds the dirt up. What do they call that? Where it folds the dirt up, that row that makes. You know, the blade of the plow makes.
Turnpike.
Okay. Is there? Do you have another word that starts with F? He may not call it. He just may not call it that. You say that?
Well, that's a furrow.
You use that word?
Yeah, but that's either one of them would make the furrow. You see, the turnplow, the scooter and scrape. Or
I see.
Any of it.
Oh, well,
what's
that's
a scooter and scrape?
Well, that makes a furrow too. You see, it's just a scooter. You know, you put on the end of the plow, and then you got what's called a scrape going there. You know, and it
makes a wide.
Put a plow placed by that wire.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you some little after we get to.
If you were growing wheat and you felt that you, when you harvested, you had a real lot of it, you say, we raised a big what?
Wheat crop.
Okay, when you. If you got rid of all the shrubs and trees on the land, just went out and got rid of it because you wanted to, what are you doing to the land?
You're going to plant it in something else.
But when you're actually chopping down all the shrubs and trees, what are you doing to it?
Clearing it.
Okay. What do you have a word that you would call when you have a second cutting of clover or grass?
They do cut it second time, but they just say they're getting the second crop.
Okay. Wheat is tied up into a
bone.
And
do you have another word for that?
What, a bone?
Yeah, is there other words for that?
Well, no, I was thinking like if you have, now let's say you have a lot of corn, and you know, some, or corn they tie it up.
And shot.
Okay. This is a word that's like a measurement of wheat. You say we had 40 what of wheat?
40 bushels.
Okay. And
40 peck.
What kind of grain do horses eat?
Corn.
What else?
Oats.
Okay. After they're cut, you say the oats. After they're cut, what's the word that you use to talk about cutting oats?
What the word we use to cut them?
Gonna go out and
cut the oats.
Well, what's that?
Right.
That machine.
Thrash them.
Okay, so you'd say the oats
are ready to cut.
After they are cut, you say the oats are
thrashed.
Okay, would you say that?
Well, that gets the oats from the straw, you see, it separates it out. You know, the straw goes over in one pile, and oats go up in another. They sacked up bushels.
Is a sack a bushel? Does it work out to be about the same?
Mm-hmm.
Is a big old sack, is that about a bushel?
No, big sacks are 3 bushels of oats and 1 bushel of wheat.
Oh, is that right? Oats takes more area?
Well, you see, oats is 30 pounds per bushel, and wheat is 60.
Oh, so you can put more in a sack. Bigger sack.
Yeah, you see, they put, most of them, you know, got them for sale, got 3 bushels of oats per sack and a bushel of wheat per sack.
Because 60 pounds is plenty to be hauling around.
Mm-hmm.